Next item on the agenda, request for public hearing, consideration of amendments to Regulation 4 VAC 2620-10 pertaining to summer flounder. Mr. Gillingham.
Okay, staff is requesting you advertise for public hearing at your next month two regulations. But before I get into the recommendation, just want to go through a couple of the high points, how we got where we are. The summer flounder quota, of which Virginia gets over 20%, 21% coast-wide, is subdivided into an offshore component, which is outside 3 miles, and an inshore component. And really, we set up the inshore component. We initially allocate enough that we never run out. We take care of our fishermen first. And if there's some left over at the end of the year, it's reallocated to the offshore quota. That being said, the offshore quota typically gets 90 to 95% of the annual quota. That's where it's harvested. But it's only available to fishermen holding a summer flounder endorsement license and a federal summer flounder moratorium permit. That's a requirement of the feds. To qualify for the summer flounder endorsement license, one must have landed in Virginia and sold at least 500 pounds of summer flounder during any portion of a three-year period, 1993, 94, 95.
At least or greater than 500 pounds?
At least 500 or greater. I couldn't figure out how to do it equal or greater.
Okay, we're talking about technicalities. I just want to make sure. Gotcha.
The current request, the commission's received a current request by a Virginia commercial hook and line fisherman for limited access to the offshore quota. And he said he feels that it was unfairly reserved for trawl boats, is the way he put it. And in fact, the example he gave, the qualifying years, 1993 through 1995, commercial hook and line fishermen were limited to a recreational bag limit possession. Mm-hmm. So his idea, they didn't even have the opportunity to meet that criteria, and in fact, none of them did meet it. This was presented before FMAC as a discussion item. FMAC saw merit in it. Staff sees merit in it as well. And what we're proposing is to establish a restricted summer flounder endorsement license, and that would require modification of 4VAC 20-920 for issuance to only those individuals who possess a lawful commercial hook and line license. You just heard Joe talk about the qualifications for that. It's limited to 200, and a federal moratorium permit. Additionally, we are requesting the establishment of a modest vessel possession limit, somewhere in the 150 to 250 pound range. What a vessel, even though the restricted summer flounder endorsement license would be on the individual, like the commercial hook and line license, the vessel limit would eliminate stacking of permits, which we know in other fisheries has been a problem. It's one vessel limit. But we would suggest that they're allowed to harvest year-round, much like folks fishing on the inshore quota, or until the National Marine Fisheries Service has determined and announced Virginia's quota has been harvested. And the final bullet, we're recommending that no agents or transfers will be allowed. How are we going to track this or monitor it? First of all, we'll track the number of restricted summer flounder endorsement license issued. By holding a federal moratorium permit and harvesting in the EEZ any summer flounder caught, that fisherman has to report and sell to a federally licensed dealer. In addition, we're seeking to require a restricted summer flounder holder to report any fish taken on that with that permit or license to report monthly all flounder harvested under that restricted summer flounder endorsement license and follow those provisions already established in 4VAC 20-610, mandatory harvest. And finally, we'll check through for noncompliance as we do with the other commercial registered fishermen through mandatory reporting. So with that, staff's recommending that you advertise 4VAC 20-920 to establish a restricted summer flounder endorsement license, its qualifying criteria, and language prohibiting transfers and agents, and 4VAC 20-620 to establish a vessel possession limit and a landing limit for the restricted summer flounder endorsement license at your November hearing.
Questions, Mr. Gillingham? Mr. Robbins?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I just have a couple of issues that I think this raises. I appreciate the work that's gone into this. I think there are a couple of policy issues, though, that do get raised by this proposal. And one is direct. One's a little bit more indirect. The direct one is the fact that we already have a fishery that has a really high degree of excess capacity, at least in the directed fleet. We have a fairly short derby fishery in the trawl fishery. It's prosecuted very quickly. Just now, we've gotten to the point that we have about a 3 million pound quota. And if you look back a few years when we had a slightly lower quota with 200 permits in the state that have a landing license, recognizing there are many more federal permits than that in existence, but at the state level with 200 permits, we haven't had enough quota to allocate even one directed trip at times to the fleet. So we already have a very significant imbalance, at least between fleet capacity and yield. Having said that, the quotas are beginning to improve as the stock rebuilds. I think the question here is whether this is going to be a very small expansion of effort overall, because if it's not and it's going to be something more than that, then I would suggest that we may need to think carefully about it and monitor it closely and potentially even have a sub-allocation in the future to this sector, because otherwise, if this expands, it's going to come at the expense of the people that are already in the fishery in terms of overall access to the quota. So, Lewis, I don't know if you can comment on, give us a sense of scale here.
And that's why for this initial allocation, we're really looking at really pinning them down. No agents, they can't, trying to figure out how can they use this permit in a way we're not thinking of as designed of. That's why with a vessel possession limit, 200 pounds, who's going to go rig up to go offshore for that? The summer flounder and the commercial hook and line license probably on the open market somewhere between $5,000, $10,000 if you're going to buy it. The summer flounder moratorium permits, usually you want to get a state permit as well to land and in other words, to just get in it, if you're not already in it, it's going to be difficult. Secondly, the flounder aren't really available, I don't think, in any large amounts for long periods of time. I think you're talking about fishermen, commercial hook and line fishermen that are already out there probably fishing for black sea bass and tautog. I mean, that's where they're going to be. They're going to be fishing around structure in all likelihood. I'd be surprised if next year we saw that they landed 20,000 pounds of flounder.
Okay.
I'd be surprised, quite honestly, if it was 10,000 pounds. We don't even know we haven't been able to ascertain how many of our present commercial hook and line fishermen would qualify in that they already have the federal moratorium permit and they have a commercial hook and line license. It's not, I don't see it as that lucrative. It's taking advantage of something to a limited degree. They're probably already catching sort of a bycatch, and with a little effort, maybe they can direct and catch another 20, 40 pounds. And it's at a time when they're going to be worth the most money. It won't be during the derby history. It'll be more during the summer time period and maybe as late as December when the fish are aggregated around something offshore.
Further question, Mr. Robbins?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I appreciate that, Lewis, and I would just suggest that we follow it as it goes along if we approve it next month. And certainly if it allows people to retain bycatch while they're already commercially hook and line fishing, I can see merit in it. The other policy issue that comes up is really is an equity issue with respect to the minimum size limits in this fishery, that is the commercial hook and line fishery versus a recreational hook and line fishery. And I would suggest that if we go forward with this and go to public hearing, that we also scope an option that would achieve parity on those measures, because if this is going to in fact expand effort in the commercial hook and line fishery for summer flounder, which inevitably it would to some degree, I think it's going to raise that the importance of that issue. And the difference right now, you can justify it on the basis that most of the fish are caught in the directed trawl fishery commercially. And so the rationale for having a 14-inch minimum size there is simply to minimize overall fishing mortality in the course of prosecuting the fishery and catching the quota. If we had a higher minimum size there, you'd have a lot more mortality associated with whatever the quota, the actual landings were. So it reduces dead discards. But in this case, where the gear is the same but across the two fisheries, that is, it's hook and line, I think it does raise an equity issue. I think that's a policy issue. So I would suggest if we're going to move forward with this that we include that as an option, refer it through FMAC, and ask them to comment back to the commission on it. If FMAC is going to be reviewing this proposal in the interim, intersessionally anyway.
Sounds fine to me. Okay. Yeah.
Make the motion and we'll do whatever.
Mr. Plumlee?
I have a question pertaining to the no agents or transfers. These are going to be to individual licensees or corporate licensees?
Well, you're exactly right, and you raised one of the minor points that we'd already talked about but didn't think to get into now, because some of, for example, the federal moratorium permits, it's on a vessel owned by a company. So what individual, does that mean you can allow multiple individuals to get, use as a qualifying criteria the same license again? We plan on putting language in there that only one person from a company or LCC can use that federal moratorium permit to qualify for this restricted summer flounder endorsement license.
Okay.
But the commercial hook and line license is on the individual, so we don't run that problem with it's a company owned and there's multiple individuals.
Right. Is there a successor allowed in that, you transfer to son, daughter?
What's on here, it would be really becomes moot, because anyone that would qualify for a commercial hook and line permit, they would have to have a federal moratorium permit to fish in federal waters, so they would qualify. What it prevents is someone qualifying with those criteria, but then transferring it to a trawl boat owner. And now you've got a permit out there that is likely to be used in a way it wasn't intended to. But the way this is set up, it allows for a new fisherman, once they come in and they get their commercial hook and line permit, if they have a federal moratorium permit or if they can buy one, they'll automatically qualify because they'll meet the criteria. So in one way, it said, well, why no agents? The real purpose of no agents is to keep it from transferring to a non-commercial hook and line license holder.
I may have missed it, but I didn't see the federal moratorium language in the packet, and that would have been helpful. The other thing is sometimes with these reg amendments, just to see the current version and the proposed draft side by side is useful. I don't know if it's possible, but
usually we would do that, but there was a number of items that are going to be required in two regulations and didn't want to completely preempt FMAC to this. And as we got to just a couple days before the commission meeting, probably could have come up with a pretty close to straw man regulation.
What we normally do, Mr. Plumlee, on the final, just before the public hearing, you will get the regulation With the crossed-out language.
Crossed out.
Yes, sir.
Underlined change.
Further questions? Let's, I've got one. Comes up all up. Where are we going to measure the 150 to 200 pounds, and how's that going to be enforceable?
I think just like a trawl boat when it comes in. Now, of course.
Do we need to include that language in the regulation? Because let me tell you what, if you don't specify how that 150 to 200 pounds can be measured, for example, be measured at that it shall be a prima facie evidence that the weight shall be what is measured at the seafood off-limit point by those scales. Somebody can go out there and get 20,000 pounds of fish real fast, like, and if you haven't determined exactly how it can be measured and where it's to be measured, that trip limit is worthless. So you may want to give some thought as get with law enforcement as to how that can be, how that is to be measured. My feeling is if it's good enough for the person at the point of sale, it should be good enough for the law as well. So we'll take it off that certified scale and go from there.
Exactly. I think we would just cite that portion of the existing regulation.
That's correct.
That 200-pound vessel limit is determined.
I would think that. Okay. Further questions? All right, matters before the commission for action. Mr. Robbins.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I would move to accept staff's recommendation for advertising for a November public hearing, adding the option to include a measure for parity on minimum size lengths for summer flounder between commercial and recreational.
Second to the motion. Second by Mr. Tankard. Further discussion? Yep, Mr. Gillingham. Yep.
Is your intent only on federal waters or all state waters and federal waters?
Both.
Okay.
I think we've already extensively talked about the state waters, but we can hash it out again. But
let's follow up. Mr. Chairman, if I may follow up, I think this represents a potential expansion of this hook and line fishery, and so given that, I think it'd be appropriate for review by FMAC.
Fine.
Thank you.
Motion made and second. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries. Thank you, Lewis. Appreciate it.